So we have some very interesting stuff happening at the stressful moment as the Israelites are in front of the Yam Suf, and behind them are the encroaching Egyptians about to take them back to Egypt. And what do they say to Moshe? They say to Moshe, this is in Yud Dalet Yud Aleph, Hamibli in Kvarim b'Mitzrayim, are there not enough, or are there not any graves in Egypt? Lakachtanu lamut b'Midbar, that you took us to the desert to die? Very sarcastic. Mazot asita lanu lotianu b'Mitzrayim. What have you done to us to take us out from Egypt, basically, to die? You've taken us out for nothing. And then in Yud Bet, it says, Halo zeha davar, asher dibarnu elacha. We said this to you before. We told you, b'Mitzrayim, in Egypt, lemor, saying, Chadal mimenu, stop trying to, like, you know, stop doing this to us. V'navdat Mitzrayim, we're fine with serving Egypt. Ki tov lanu avodat Mitzrayim. We'd rather serve the Egyptians than die in the desert. Fascinating. Meaning, right? We don't have any report of them actually saying that, but maybe in this stressful moment, maybe we could suggest they said, we told this to you, even though they didn't. So we have to figure out both of those. What does it mean when they say, what are you doing that you took us out of Egypt? And the second thing is, why are they making up conversations that they had with Moshe that we have no report of in the Torah? Okay, so Shaddai goes on both of these. I'd like to read them to you. Very, very interesting. It says like this. Mazot esito lanu lotinu b'Mitzrayim. What have you done that you've taken us out of Egypt like this? V'lo be'ineihem ra'u kol makot asher yikah Hashem et Mitzrayim. I don't understand how they can possibly say, says Shaddai, what have you done that you took us out of Egypt? Didn't they see all the miracles that God did? They don't trust in the miracles? Obviously, God is going to protect them now. No, why do they turn around and not and believe they're about to die? Kilo Moshe Paul goes out. Didn't they see that Moshe did all this stuff? Okay, so how is it that the Jews think that they're about to die? Why is that the? Why do they think that they were taken out of Egypt to die in the desert? V'dan Yitzchak Omer. So the Abarbanel says, Ki ulai cheshvu ki raton Hashem la'akel et ol ha-mitzriyim eilem. The Abarbanel suggests maybe they thought that all God wanted to do was not take them out of Egypt, but to get them to stop being slaves. All the plagues of Egypt, maybe the purpose was to tell the Egyptians stop enslaving the Jews. But maybe they weren't supposed to leave Egypt, says the Abarbanel. Very fascinating suggestion. Right? And then they thought that Moshe did the wrong thing, went one step further and said, oh, let's go back to our homeland, when they weren't supposed to. That's very fascinating. The point was to stop the Egyptians from getting the benefit of their work, but not to take them out of Egypt. And I don't know if this is the Abarbanel or the Shishadal. You'd have to look at the Abarbanel. He says, perhaps they also thought, Kiraton Hashem shiyichogu lo b'midbar. Maybe they thought that God only wanted them to celebrate in the desert, like Moshe kept on going over to Paro and saying, we just want to celebrate in the desert for how many days? 3 days. That's the only thing that Moshe was telling them. Of course, you know, we understand that as Moshe was like giving him a very small amount so that he would agree to that, and then they wouldn't come back. But maybe the Jews, the Israelites, actually thought all we're going to do is celebrate in the desert for 3 days. Like Moshe said to Paro. Maybe the plan was to go back. So now that the Egyptians were chasing after them, they didn't think that they were ever going to be able to go back, and that meant that they were about to die. So their plan was disrupted. Mizolu yitakin. But these are not possible, says Shaddai, these interpretations of what the Jews thought. The problem is, Moshe many times, at least a few times in the Torah, said, you guys, I'm going to take you out of Egypt. Okay? The plan is not to stay in Egypt, but to leave it. Right? Ubi inyan haPesach, and in last week's parsha, towards the end, when it talks about the Pesach, Amar lahem, he says, V'hayaki yiviyach Hashem al-eretz, that God is going to bring you to Israel. So apparently the plan was to go to Israel. They knew that. That was a command as part of the Pesach, that they are going to be brought to Eretz Israel. So it can't be that the Jews thought, oh, we're not going, we were supposed to stay in Egypt, or something like that. So what do I think, says Shadal? What do I think they were saying? Why did you bring us out of Egypt? They thought that if you're like a messenger of God, if you're like the God, a divine priest, that you would be able to like do all of these miracles that are umala min ateva through God's power, through the divine power of, you know, your God, right? Again, the Israelites are pretty pagan at this point. They don't really know God, so to speak. So right now what they think is, if you're like God's messenger, you're able to use God's power or the divine power of your God to be able to do stuff. Without even God's command to do so, right? Meaning that you have the power of the gods, right? And you can do whatever you want with it. So how does that help us? Ki lefi da'atam hakel koreit brit im kanav. They thought that the priest has a covenant with the god, right? Hayodim darkei avodato, and the priest knows exactly how to serve that god in the appropriate way to get what he wants out of that god. And they would do his will, meaning the God would do their will. Okay, and you could see what I wrote in Yeshua Aleph, you'd have to look there. Lefikach, therefore, so how does this help us? Like, that was the belief of the Jews back then. Lefikach, haya afshar li Yisrael sheba oto ador. It could be that the Israelites then in that generation, la'amin ki makot Mitzrayim v'kriyat Yamsuf, hayu otot moftim l'malam min atava. So what did they think? They thought that the plagues, and they thought that the Kriyat Yamsuf were lamala min hateva, v'she'im kol zeh lo hayta yitziyatam min Mitzrayim b'ratzon Eloki ela b'ratzon Moshe. So they might have thought that the miracles that were occurring, maybe that was like because Moshe had a divine power, because he was serving that God appropriately, but maybe the God wouldn't protect him if he didn't want to save them. Maybe the idea was, Moshe is the one who wanted to leave Egypt, but it wasn't really what God wanted. And they were afraid that his powers were used up, that they were over. He was able to use the powers insofar as he did all the plagues, but he wasn't going to be able to save them from the Egyptians. That's what they were afraid of, and that's why they said, why did you take us out of Egypt? Maybe that's not what God wants and won't protect us now. According to Shadal, when Moshe says during the commands of the Pesach, you know, God is going to take you to Eretz Yisrael, according to Shadal, they suspected that that was Moshe's wishes, but not God's wishes. It's kind of a hard thing to say, that then when Moshe's reporting what God said, that the Jews then didn't really understand the method of prophecy and what exactly was happening. I don't know. It's a little bit of an interesting position. All right. That's number one. Number two, so we asked the question, where is it actually stated that they said, we told you to stop and we'd rather stay in Egypt than to die, right? So where did that happen? He says, Lo matzanu sham relokein. We don't find in the Torah that he actually said this. V'akutim hosifu achar pasuk v'lo shamu al Moshe mikotzer ruach mu'avado kasha. Very fascinatingly, the Samaritans actually add into their Torah an extra pasuk all the way back in Shemot. They add into their Torah, which is mostly like our Torah, except they did some edits, and whenever they felt like there was a mistake, they added in a pasuk that has these words or similar words in order for it to actually be that they said, didn't we tell you in Egypt that we would rather worship serve Paro than to die in the desert? They actually inserted that pasuk there. Fascinating. After Moshe started speaking to them, and it says they didn't listen to him because of the hard work, right? Mikotzer ruach mu'avado kasha. So what did they put in? They said, Vayumer el Moshe chadal na mimenu mena avoda mitzrayim ki tov lanu avoda mitzrayim imotenim b'midbar. Fine. The same pasuk basically that we have here. Okay. V'chein Rav Avim Ibn Ezra amar v'davar zeh hu b'chla v'lo shemu el Moshe. So the Ibn Ezra says, this pasuk, you don't have to add it into the Torah, it's included in the concept of they didn't listen to Moshe. All right. V'zeh shibush. But the Shadal says that's a mistake. Ibn Ezra is making a mistake. Ki k'shlosha mu'aylav mikotzer ruach mevor kasha. The fact that they didn't listen to him because of the hard work and the kotzer ruach that they had, which we saw actually Shadal defines as anxiety. Eich yomru chadal na mimenu. If they were actually like out of breath or they had they were super stressed out, how can you say then right afterwards they responded to him and actually said a whole sentence? Why would they be thinking, they're enslaved and they don't want to listen to Moshe? You think that they're thinking, oh, what's going to happen if we leave Egypt? We might die in the desert? You think that's what they're thinking of? Rather, it is more correct that which it says in the Mechilta, Behechan Dibru. Where did they say these words that we have here, that they would rather serve Egypt than to die in the desert? Yare Hashem Alechem Yishpot. It's in 5:21. You gotta look back at those that pasuk in 5:21. Ki az hitrarmu al shehichbid paro et olam. They were complaining then about how Paro made it worse for them. V'yamru l'Moshe, im lo bata, if you hadn't come, hayinu av ovdim et Mitzrayim b'shalom. They were basically saying to Moshe, had you not come, we would have served Paro in peace. We would have done what we were doing so far. You've made it worse for us. V'yamnam sofa ma'amar kitov lanu avod. Okay, so it's not exactly the same idea, but it's contextually. So what exactly, where exactly is that part where we'd rather serve Egypt than die in the desert? So that part is nira kidat don Yitzchak, like the Abarbanel. So he says the Abarbanel now, shu pirush v'tosefet shosifu ata. They were adding that in now, meaning previously they did say, we stop coming to us, stop going to Paro, let us just be his slaves. They actually did say that, and we actually have in 5:21, we actually do have them say that. However, afterwards they said, why did we say that? Because we realize now. Now we're adding in, we realize, that it would be better to serve in Egypt than to die in the desert, to be dead in the desert. Okay? So now that's what the Abarbanel says, but I'm not Masha Amru b'motenu b'midbar, v'lo Amru m'motenu b'cher of Mitzrayim. So why did they say we'd rather serve Paro than to die in the desert? What it should say is we'd rather serve Paro than to die by his sword. It should say it more like that. Because that's what they thought was about to happen. They never thought that they were going to actually fight the Egyptians. They would have... What they were going to do is, if they don't surrender, then they're going to run away. They're going to run somewhere else. And what's going to end up happening is what? They're going to die of thirst. Because all they have is either drowning in the sea that's in front of them or running somewhere else, and they're going to be running in the desert. So they thought they were going to try to flee Egypt and end up dying in the desert. That's what they thought. Very fascinating. Anir Elohim, Kiel Koponim, In Lahem Elamisa. All they have is death. The only options in front of them were death, and that's what they were trying to say. Moshe Evinza, V'amar Lahem Shelo Yiru, Ki Hashem Yilachem Lahem Limitzrim. That's why Moshe responds and says, don't worry, God will fight for you. That's exactly the response to what the Israelites were thinking. The Israelites were, we're not going to fight them. We have nowhere to go. So Moshe's exact response is, don't worry, God is going to wage the battle for you. And that gave them courage. And then, of course, God split the sea and everything is fine. So very nice, very cool. I think it fits into the Pesukim very well. And we're trying to get into the psychology and theology of the Israelites as they leave Egypt, in some of the more sarcastic comments from the Israelites that we have in the entire Torah.